The Securities and Exchange Commission has been given broader authority to deny requests under the Freedom of Information Act. The powers were solidified as part of the financial reform legislation passed recently. Several members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, are introducing legislation now to strike that provision from the law. Scylla Brush is a finance reporter and On the Money blogger for The Hill. He is following the story, joining us now with details. Scylla, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
So what exactly is this exemption now, and how is this different from how SEC handled requests before?
You know, it's an exemption that gives the SEC a bit broader power to deny requests for information to the public, and it's, you know, sort of information that the SEC gains or gleans during sort of, as it considers, risk assessment or surveillance of financial markets and institutions, basically information that it gets from financial firms in the course of overseeing the market, that it, you know, would have broader power to exempt from FOIA requests if it so chooses. The SEC, you know, in its pushback against the criticism of it, says it's really not a blanket exemption. They argue that, you know, part of the need for it is that the SEC will be doing sort of more examinations as required under the financial bill, and to do so effectively and to get the type of, you know, documents it wants from financial firms, it doesn't want the sort of thought that all documents will be immediately released to the public hanging over people in the market. So that was sort of the justification for it, but the criticism has been quick and pretty significant.
Of course, an agency can deny a FOIA request anyhow, so does this really change the way the agency is likely to operate?
Well, you know, the sort of controversy around this part of the bill, sort of arose when the SEC cited the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill in response to a FOIA request from Fox Business Network. And that came sort of just weeks after the bill was passed. And that's sort of what touched off the controversy about, you know, this being a very broad exemption and perhaps being able to be used to deny requests for anything. So, you know, on some side of the debate that includes sort of government watchdog groups, the media, and others, they view this as a very broad exemption. On the other hand, the SEC, that's, you know, their claim is that it's not a blanket exemption, and they plan to use it in sort of a narrowly tailored way to balance this need for information from people in the market against the needs for public disclosure.
We're talking with Scylla Brush, the finance reporter and On the Money blogger for The Hill. And it does seem that this flies in the face of that whole transparency and accountability philosophy that not only the SEC has touted, but the Obama administration itself has really been pushing. And to have this come up now, especially when it comes to, as I understand it, is, you know, firms and what they may be up to. I mean, isn't that something you'd want to have released to the public? I know I may be asking the wrong person, but it just really seems to fly in the face of that entire philosophy.
It certainly does, and I think that's why, you know, just that sort of the overarching concern about this provision. I think, you know, you've touched on it, you know, clearly. I mean, that is, on its face, it does sort of seem, you know, counterintuitive or against what the administration has been pushing. The language of it was actually requested by both, as Bernie Frank, congressman, has said, it was requested by both the former SEC chairman, Chris Cox, as well as the current SEC chairwoman, Mary Schiro. So there's a bit of a bipartisan history to this particular part of the bill. This provision in the bill got almost no attention during the debate in the legislation, and it sort of has reared its head only a couple weeks after it was signed into law. So there's a little bit of a bipartisan history to this particular part, and get, it didn't really get that much attention.
Well, it also makes you wonder who it is in Congress that allowed it to get into the bill. Have we been able to trace back how it got in the first place? We know who requested it, but somebody had to write it in.
I don't think it's been so clearly disclosed who specifically put it in. But, you know, during the debate of it, it wasn't a sort of contentious piece of it at any point that I remember. And so, you know, it could have been part of the base text of the bill at some point without very much debate. But it wasn't one of these provisions that was sort of in the middle of the night, the final day of the debate sort of slipped in. I don't think that's the history of the provision. But, you know, Chairman Frank has already scheduled a hearing when Congress is back from recess on the issue. He hasn't yet decided whether he sees legislation being necessary to change or to sort of, clarify the provision. Other members in the House and the Senate surely have.
Well, it makes you wonder what else is in that bill that has yet to bubble up to the surface. Any other kind of mice in that punch bowl we might see floating up soon?
Well, you know, also, you know, soon after the bill was enacted, there have been all sorts of concerns about credit rating agencies and some of the provisions in the bill about how they should be referred to in sort of issuance of bonds and just sort of the overview of whether credit rating agencies need to be regulated in a different way. And, you know, regulators and people in the market have been sort of very skittish about those provisions and not knowing really what to do. I think the FDIC chairwoman, Sheila Bair, has said, you know, any changes to the credit rating agencies, which seems, you know, they certainly got a lot of criticism during the debate and still do. But, you know, she said that basically any change to them is incredibly complicated and they're not sure what would be a better replacement. And so that provision is getting a lot of attention.